broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens with you until 10 on this Monday night. Good to be back. 610-632-0975. It's 6:59 here as we talk about baseball being back and then taken away from us for the night because the Phillies and the Yankees will not be playing any baseball tonight here in Philadelphia due to the 11 players, two coaches testing positive for the Miami Marlins. They are now still here. They have to quarantine and go to Baltimore instead of going to Miami. The Yankees and the Phillies have to put things on hold, and we hope that they are able to get their games underway. Elbow Shaferi on Twitter: unless they were fraternizing with the Marlins off the field, I bet the Phillies players would be okay. That being said, I don't know how they can play a game or even gather for 7 days, which is the low end of the incubation period. He continues, the damage was done on the Marlins team plane, on their team bus, in their clubhouse. Anywhere they were sitting around in an enclosed space breathing recirculated air for an extended period of time, probably everyone in that traveling party will test positive. That's 33 people. They already have 13. So now we need to see what the other 20 have for them. 610-632-0975. Terry underscore M underscore McGuire. They did not contact tracing for original four. Everyone within 6 foot contact for extended time should have been quarantined until test results. This is what we have to get used to. All right. This is what we have to get used to. Who is the blame? Where do you place the blame first, guys? 610-632-0975. Should the game have been played yesterday? Why are we even talking about this? We know, as TJ said, and this is a serious thing. The coronavirus, COVID-19, serious. We all know, right? And now we have this. This is the first case. Is it Major League Baseball or is it the Marlins, the Phillies? Where do you place more of the blame in this particular case? We'll get to the game as well. Let's go to Andrew first in Cherry Hill next on the Fanatic. Andrew, how you doing?
I'm good. Can you guys hear me?
I got you loud and clear.
Awesome. It's good to be here. So here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, everyone's hands kind of in the pot when it comes to, you know, who's to blame. You know, the players who knew that they were positive, MLB who was aware that, you know, this is going on, and anyone involved on the Marlins and Philly side, even if they also knew prior that, you know, we're playing against players that have, you know, the positive testing. But these are all adults. These are adults with millions and billions of dollars in funding and a plan, quote unquote, to do this without any hiccups. And there is a hiccup. And right now, our biggest concern right now isn't so much, oh, are we going to get entertainment in sports? Our biggest concern for most people is that, what about my kids? Because we're talking about, are we sending kids back to school? And if adults with millions of dollars of funding can't figure this out and act responsibly, how do we expect kids and schools with very little to no funding be able to go through all of this without a hiccup, right? So, you know, sure, we want to blame athletes for, you know, providing us entertainment, but this is all just an experiment, right? If we can't do this on that level, we certainly can't do this on, you know, an education level.
Yeah.
So that just brings that into question.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, you're right. This is an experiment. None of us have ever seen this before. Certainly, that's why they have a 103-page health and safety protocol. The NBA with their 113, whatever it is. I don't know what the number is for the NFL and the NHL, but they have one in place as they get ready to start their seasons. You're absolutely right. We said it before. We have no idea. We knew at some point, though, right, Andrew, that someone would test positive, but we didn't necessarily think there would be an enormous spread, even in one clubhouse, even in one locker room, one hotel, where right, it would be this much of a spread, where you have 13 people in a traveling party of 33 that would just jump out like that.
Right. And I mean, this is just, you know, a very enclosed, you know, situation where, you know, there's no fans You know, it's just these players and the coaches and select staff. And you're telling me that we're going to send millions of kids back to school that are going to interact with each other. Some come from families that don't even believe that the coronavirus is even a thing. It's just scary. I personally was always of the belief that we should just cancel sports and, you know, maybe just put an asterisk on the year, be like, there was no champion and, you know, there's no season for this year until we figure out what it is we're going to do as Americans to control this thing. The rest of the world is looking at us right now, you know, saying that, all right, we can't figure this one part of COVID out. We can't figure this part of COVID out. We're throwing our sports back in. We can't figure that out, right? We're, the rest of the world is, you know, getting better, and we're the ones that are, you know, essentially causing trouble for, you know, hopefully, well, not hopefully, but we're probably going to be the cause for the next big wave.
Yeah, you're probably right there. And I agree with you, Andrew, when it comes to schools, man. I have a daughter, so she's getting ready to start eighth grade, right, man? And she's 13 years of age. Her mom and I, right, we always on the same page when it comes to stuff with our kids. We already had that conversation. As I don't care how many emails they send us, and which they don't give you enough information, Andrew, right, because they want it, they want the kids in there. We already like, look, we don't care what they say. We know what we're going to tell them. And I'm sure other parents as well are going to be in the same place that we are. I don't want my kid going to school. We did just fine from March to June, right, on the laptop. We can do it again to start the school year off the very same way.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm assuming you're a great parent and you and your wife are great parents, but not a lot of parents are able to do this. Not a lot of parents are able to, you know, teach their kids at home. And not a lot of kids even have the right resources to be at home and to do the kind of schooling that's going to help them succeed and become, you know, responsible adults.
Yeah.
Right. So we're kind of in this weird gray area where we can't send some of them to school. Some of them can't stay home and learn. So what is it that we do? You know, and that's the thing about America. Like we're so good at finding out solutions, but we're having such a struggle just figuring this small little problem out. And it's frustrating for everyone involved.
Yep. Hey, Drew, thanks, man. Great call. Really appreciate it, man. Stay safe out there.
And, thank you. You too.
Yep, you got it. Hopefully we're talking under better terms the next time. 610-632-0975. I do want to ask this, though, for the parents out there, since Andrew brought it up. And, you know, I have no problem speaking about my daughters and, you know, especially in a case like this where me and their mother talk about these things when it's time to have these conversations when it comes to our senior graduating, our prom, already giving money up. You know, we bring this stuff to the air. We talk about it, right? We all talk it out. We're all family here. We all get this thing going. What has been said to you guys from your schools, from your school districts, and you as a parent, what are you comfortable doing with your child? What do you ultimately think you will end up doing as you navigate through all this, have the conversations not only with between you two as parents, but also the child and where they make this decision? Because our daughter is already like, okay, I can stay home. Not because she's one of these kids that never wants to go to school, because she's not one of those kids. She really likes going to school. All of them have, right? And now we're just like, yeah, I don't want her going to school. Neither do you? Nope. All right, cool. We're on the same page, same accord. This is what we do here, right? We figure this out together. The same thing with our daughter. She's 13 years old, and she can, in this case, we have this, hey, do you have a problem, Deuce? You good? Yep. All right, great. Let's move on, and let's now see what the conversation is going to be like with the school. Not to mention we pay money for the school, right? All of that. Are they going to have us in school for 2 days? We saw the public schools issue. It was a report out there, what was that, 2 weeks ago? 2 days in, 3 days off, right? They alternate that type of plan so far for the school district. So I do want to talk to parents and kind of get a gauge of, as of right now, July 27th, we're supposed to start on August 31st. I'm not cool with that. We already seeing stuff spike. I'm not cool with that. Parents, where are you with your children? How are you guys going to proceed with this? Are you comfortable sending your kids back to school right now, 610-632-0975 when you call in to talk about your sports point.
Well, and obviously, Devon, I don't have any kids, but my thought process on this whole thing is, you know, they have all these board meetings and things like that to decide what the plan's going to be, what's the next step, all of that. And they do them over Zoom, and they do them over Skype, and they do them over, you know, teleprompter and things like that. So if the meeting itself is not safe enough to have, how are you going to put the kids in the building, yeah, you know, in a month and a half, or in your daughter's case, a month and 4 days?
Yeah.
How is, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And, you know, obviously, the older kids get, the easier it is to explain things. But I look at it, and I'm like, you know, you have kindergartners and first graders. How do you explain to them and keep them from, you know, doing something that they shouldn't do just because they're 5 and 6, you know, to keep them healthy? It's just going to be an impossible task.
It is, man. And I even look at it like this, and we're not getting away from the sports. Obviously, I just wanted to, as Andrew introduced that, I did want to ask that anyway. Kids are already tied up in their homes. They're getting anxious. They want to get out. They want to do things. And they're just adjusting to the masks. They're going to separate them in school potentially, I guess, right? All of that, and when they get to school. But there are those kids from time to time that want to play around. They haven't seen their friends in such a long time. They might get used to the being out, and now they have the mask. They feel free, right? Then you have the ones that want to play around that might go and pull the other kid's mask down because, you're right, you're just playing with your friend. And while we know it's serious, stuff happens. Why put those kids in that position? Why? Why do that? I understand the interaction face to face and being next to one another and being able to communicate with your friends and all of that. But as Andrew pointed out, as TJ talked about from Southwest early, we have to look out for everyone. And we most importantly have to look out for our kids. I don't want my kid going back to school. I don't. She has a laptop, right? Everyone has a laptop. She will be able to log on. Send us the link. We will be ready to go. She did just fine at the end of the school year. My daughter who's going to college, same deal. We are going to be online. 610-632-0975. Who's more responsible for that game being played yesterday? Should it have been played? Should they have called it off? Who needed to call it off? Major League Baseball or the Miami Marlins? And where are the Phillies in this as well? Dustin in Horsham. Yo, Dustin, thanks for hanging on. Really appreciate it. You're on the Fanatic. Dustin. Yo. All right, we put you on hold. We will pivot. We'll get to Dustin and make sure everything is cool there. Let's go to Meg in Doylestown next. How you doing, Meg?
How you doing? Good, I'm good.
Good. How's everything?
Good, good. I just can't believe what I saw yesterday with the, you know, certain players who were in and certain players weren't wearing masks.
Okay.
It's terrifying because just like if you walked up to someone and slapped them, that would be something you do to them. That would be like a weapon you have. But to me, if you have this, you have a weapon because it could potentially hurt somebody else.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
So I really believe everyone should be ordered to wear masks.
My only thing with that, Meg, and I hear what you're saying, is not all of them have done it. So how comfortable are they? And I understand the obviously at the end of the day, it could be way worse where, you know, you lose a life, but right. Just a comfortable, how comfortable are they playing in that mask and running and hitting and pitching?
Yeah.
And that's the only thing. And so far, so good. But we, again, we are here in this position talking about it. So I'm curious of how this might be a conversation that they go with later on or sooner rather than later.
I really don't think, you know, they found out. Unfortunately, and I think they should postpone the season like every other thing.
Oh, you say postpone the entire season now?
Oh, yeah. Look, Broadway is not going back to January 3rd, 2021.
Yeah, but how do you think about this though? When the NHL, Meg, and the NBA are in this bubble, and albeit very early, but so far so good for the NBA, and the NHL is just getting underway where they're going to their two hub cities. They seemingly have things under control as of right now, as long as you follow along with the guidelines that are put in place right. to be inside that bubble. So, I mean, do you have to cancel all sports, or do you really look at baseball and football since they are the ones that are outdoor and not inside a bubble?
Well, I think they can take it, you know, play by play and see what happens. And
play by ear. But, yeah, and that's Meg. And listen, thanks so much for the call. Really appreciate you listening and sharing your thoughts. Thanks so much. Stay safe. That's why the conversation has already come up. Even before the season started, waiting for the health and safety protocol to be put together. Now that it is, now that this has happened, and we have an example to go off of, will they make it? Will they make it through the entire season? We don't know. We have no idea. We have no idea, no way to predict it, no way to come up with a plan for them and say, hey, this is going to work. No, that's why they have the 103 pages to go off of. Even if they put the 103 pages there, the 113 in the NBA, something is going to be missed. Something is going to be missed because we have not seen this. We have not done this before. Something is going to happen. Yesterday was the first example for them to play off of. They needed to start when they found out and X that game yesterday and not played it. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10. Producing here, like he does every night, that will be Tyler Zuli. We are with you again until 10 o'clock. 610-632-0975. Where do you stand on who's to blame for the Marlins and the Phillies playing that game yesterday? Should it have been called? Whose responsibility was it to do so once they found out about the three players, early on having a meeting and still deciding to play? Who should have called that game? Should they have called it? 610-632-0975. Chris in Williamstown. Chris, what's happening, man?
Devon, you know what? I'm kind of frustrated because, you know, yeah, you would have liked to have known, like, how to make public before, right when and there, and then called the game. In the same respect, you know what? Look at the way the league is handling it, where they're only going to give it one game, and then we're going to go back to playing. You know, I think they take it seriously in the same
one game,
respect.
But like, they potentially more, because they did say, of course, they have to wait and see what goes on and they'll make that decision. But I hear what you're saying.
You know, Devon, let me take this one step further. You know, I'm a school bus aide. My mother is a school bus driver.
Okay.
It's really hurting us right now because, you know, you look in September, you were just talking about it a couple minutes ago with your daughter. You know, we may not even go back to school. We may be doing it digitally online. Like, how much that's hurting the school teachers, you know, the aides that don't fill in, you know, us bus drivers and aides. Like, we're really going to be hit. And now this, you know, the government fund that's given us a little bit of help is now being cut out, you know, as of last week. You know, it's really tough on the world right now.
It is. And real quick, Chris, with you guys, you're absolutely right. And I feel for you. And I'm sorry that you guys have to go through this. Hopefully things work out. And then even with we talk about the Phillies and all being back right now, Chris, what about the people who work in the stadiums, the tickets, the concessions, the field people, the locker room attendants, like even the ball girls and all these people that are impacted and affected by this? This is terrible. It sucks. It stinks. But we all have to be safe. If you don't mind this too, what have they said to you and, you know, the people in your school district, since you guys work for the school, what have they said to you all about what's going on in your district?
Basically, we're not getting anything, Devon. We're not really getting, you know, they may not, you know, it may not.
They're still deciding, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Let me give you one more point, because you know what? I really love, if you remember back when we were talking about J.J. Redick last year, one of my other talking points was Ben Simmons needs to go to the four. I love what I've seen out of that. But see, I was having this discussion with Casey Cake Dom today at a Wawa. I was saying, we always said this, when LeBron broke the ceiling for the unpositionless player, Ben can be at the four. still draw a pick and come up to the high and get the ball and be the point guard. It really doesn't matter where he's at, but I love what Brett Brown is doing with Shake and Bed. This is absolutely nice to see. I hope it works out.
Guess what?
I think they can.
I wish JJ was here, too.
You know I'm with you.
You know how I feel.
Take care
about JJ.
Mom,
Chris, you as well, man. Thank you, man. Love you back, man. Good luck with everything with work. I'm sure we'll speak, but good luck with everything heading back to work, man. That stinks for everyone. Really does stink for everyone. 610-632-0975. Yes, we will get to Ben Simmons and his new position, albeit positionless in my opinion. Let's go to Dustin. As promised, he's here with us again. Dustin, you all good?
Yeah.
Good to hear from you, Dustin. How are you?
Pretty good.
What you got for us tonight?
Well, I really think the Phillies, like, should have wore masks at bat the whole weekend. Like, COVID, like, is pretty spread dangerous and everything. Like, I really think that yesterday's game should have been on pause because Miami's, like, the hot spot and everything.
Yeah, it is, and that's why it was already in question how things would be played. We thought, though, Dustin, with them being responsible, coming in, everything good to go, they followed the guidelines, they've done their daily testing, and everything is fine. We thought things would be okay, but once we started to get the wind of the first test, and then we heard about four players testing positive, now changed to three, updated, and now this morning, right, man, when we get the number of eight more. When they say that this morning with two coaches, you're like, oh my goodness, someone had to be responsible yesterday, and they weren't. The only responsible thing that they did was have a conversation about it, but not to the extent of deciding that, you know what, guys, it's probably best, we're early in the season, let's do this now rather than later, and where we have a situation like we are in, man. It's tough. It's tough, but here we are.
I really think that Miami's season should have been on pause.
Well, not necessarily being on pause, Dustin, but at least, like the Toronto Blue Jays, find a new home.
Yeah.
Find a new home. Hopefully they'll be out of Miami. They're just going to have to be uncomfortable. Thanks for the call, Dustin, again. They're just going to have to be uncomfortable being out of their comfort zone in Miami. But it's for the best. It's for the best of them all. That's what I think they should have done. Like the Toronto Blue Jays, they are playing from Buffalo. They're coming to Philadelphia. Their home games next weekend? That will be here in Philadelphia. They're going to be, the home game will be here.
Yep.
They are trying to do this together, right? They're all trying to do this together. Everyone is going to accommodate everyone else. Well, you think, and Pittsburgh and Baltimore said no. They had their reasons. But if you continue to ask around, I'm sure somehow, some way, you could have found something. Buffalo was it for Toronto. Could that have been the case for Miami, where they found a new home? Most likely, especially as Dustin mentioned, that is the hot spot of our country. 610-632-0975. We're talking about the positive testing for the Miami Marlins here in Philadelphia. 11 of the 13 testing positive. 11 of the 33 testing positive with their traveling party. They knew they were positive before yesterday's game. Who should have called it? Major League Baseball, Miami, or even Philadelphia? Who's more to blame here? 610-632-0975. And with that, and I see Cheryl Lynn is there, we wanted to ask you, I do specifically, because I'm a parent and I have a 13-year-old and a college student who's starting her freshman year. What are you guys doing as parents with your students returning to school? Are you comfortable with them going back, or do you want them back online like we saw from March until June? 610-632-0975. Lou, Tom, Cheryl Lynn. We have a couple open phone lines for the first time. If you want to fill those in, we're here until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ooh, a little hoops there, huh? Sixers with a throwdown. They'll be back tomorrow right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, taking on the Dallas Mavericks for the final exhibition game. That will start at what? 8:30 tomorrow? 8:30 tip-off in Orlando, inside the bubble. Inside the Bubble, Flyers hockey at 4 right here on the Fanatic. I'll be sandwiched in between that and then, of course, following Sixers, where we'll go quick in the post to see what happens. So we'll go in the crease first after the Flyers, and then we'll have in the post after Sixers going until midnight tomorrow. So we're getting back to normal in that sense. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli producing. My name is Devon Givens. With you until 10. 610-632-0975. One open phone line here if you tried to reach us talking sports, COVID, the Phillies Marlins situation where you have 11 of the 33 people in their traveling party testing positive, 11 players, 2 coaches. And now we await to see if the Phillies have tested positive in any way as they await to get back on the field. Tonight's game postponed against the New York Yankees, the Baltimore Orioles, and the Miami Marlins also postponed. And the Marlins, from earlier, at least the last I checked, they were still here in town because they had to wait in quarantine until they are cleared and allowed to move on to the next city, which will be the Baltimore City to take on the Orioles. So, 610-632-0975. And just a side question, as it kind of happened organically as we were talking to Andrew here on the phones, that the schools, as a parent, what are you doing with your child? What is your school district telling you? And we know that Siobhan wants to talk about that stuff as well, and a few others. So we'll get back to the phones. Delco_Brian says, of course it was handled well. The game Sunday should not have been played. Best case scenario, the Marlins ignored the guidelines. Worst case scenario, MLB didn't have adequate guidelines in place for the Marlins to follow. So they left it up to a group chat of players. I hear you, Brian. I hear you. Terrible. I don't want my kid going back to school. How about that? All right. No. Let's go to Lewis in Pensauken next. Lou.
Yo, what's going on, Devon? How you doing,
bro? I'm good, man. How are you?
Hey, I can't complain. First thing about the school, I'm a parent, but all my kids are grown. My wife and I will be homeschooling my granddaughter in the upcoming year.
If you don't mind, how old is your granddaughter?
Well, she's going to the second grade.
Second grade, okay.
Yeah, but we have experience. I actually homeschooled all my kids. So, that's nothing new to me. Her mother was homeschooled, and, you know, I took her out in a freshman in high school. She graduated college by age of 18. So, you know, took her, she was in college before, when she was 16. So that's neither here nor there. Actually, to me, homeschooling, once you get a kid into a routine and you get them into a rhythm, there's so much knowledge and information online, it's crazy. So, you know what I mean? So it's all there for you, for people who want to do that. They shouldn't have reservations once they learn how to, you know, navigate the situation. They even have websites that actually will show you how to do math problems and spell it all out for you, even if, like, up to calculus. So there's all kind of information online. You just got to go find it.
All right. But also, thanks for sharing that, man.
I did that with my kids. But here's the thing. What's funny is, to me, what the NBA is doing right now, I'm not saying it's, all working, whatever, but here's the thing. I think personifies what we as a nation need to do. They have leadership that has set guidelines. There looks like that if even people like my man Rashawn Holmes that want to go out and go deviate from the course.
Crossing the line.
Exactly. They put them back in place, and everybody, to me, there are strict guidelines, and there's no room for error, and there's no gray area about it. If you do this is what's going to happen to you, and you're going to quarantine for X amount of weeks. I don't care who you are. And this is what is, was set up, because the problem with us as a country, right? And the reason why many of the countries have, kind of got this under control, except for us, is that we value our quote unquote personal freedom over the sacrificial responsibility of preserving everyone's freedoms. And that's the problem in this country. So right now, it's about me, myself, and I, and what I want to do, and, you know, I want to go do this and that. And instead of saying, you know what, let's sacrifice for a little bit of time.
A little bit.
Wait a while. You know what I mean? Put the mask on. Don't be having barbecues with everybody, drinking and stuff like that. And the next thing you know, that other, family, 14 people got COVID-19. Just hold off a little bit. And once everything dies down, then, you know, we can go on and prayerfully have life as it was. But what happens is we're so concerned with our personal freedoms and what we want to do that now it's a wildfire. Because that governor down in Dargo, Florida, tell nobody what to do. And look what you have. You have a fire. You have a burning building. That's what you have right now. You know what I mean? Because of the situation. Because you didn't want to tell people to put out the flame.
Yep. And now it's now it's like you said, it's a brush fire. It's going and it won't stop right now. And now it's gotten into the sports. We were scared when we talked about the NBA. As good as it's been working, we were worried about them going right into Orlando because it's Florida. We don't know.
But my man, real quick, you see that they have a plan.
Yes.
Look at the NFL. It's like they just made it up and now they're going to say, here it is.
Right.
No, that's not. And here's another thing, real quick. And you see that how things are supposed to work. It was management and ownership in concert with the scientists and and what's going on as far as how to deal with the pandemic, and along with the players. And when you have everybody coming together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And doing it, together. You know what I mean? So NFL has this top-down mentality. It's like it's our way or, the highway. Everything is unilateral. Even their doggone contracts are unilateral. I do whatever I want, but if you're the player, oh, no. You do what I tell you to do or else you're gone.
Yeah.
And mentality. That's the whole mentality that their whole guard has.
And that's what when TJ called earlier. Luke, thanks for the call, man. Always good to hear from you.
Right.
Great stuff, man. Appreciate you too. Stay safe. When Lou was talking about it, just people being selfish and not being able to kind of just hey, let's stay in for a little bit, and we did, and then we got tired of it, and we kept asking, hey, be careful if you're gonna go out, be careful, and now you see all this stuff, and I guess the players were careful. I would hope so. I how did they get it? Is it simply because they are coming from Miami? We have no idea. No idea. John Heyman earlier says, this is how bad it is, guys. 11 of the 33 traveling party. Hearing Marlins are out there looking for extra MLB quality players. Obviously, they have a lot of concerns, but one of them is fielding a representative team. Now, the rosters are bigger. We have 30 extra players waiting in the event that something like this happens. But most of them, they're the minor league players with all due respect to them. And maybe this is the shot that they needed, right? And they'll come up and they don't know what they don't know. And they'll come up there and they'll play very well. But as a team, knowing it is early, you have 60 games, you want to, as John is saying here, feel a representative team. Now they're going to be scouring to see if they can find some players to quality extra major league players, not just their players in the minor league system who in a normal season would not be ready. Would not be ready.
The Marlins stretch the words major league baseball quality anyway.
Not when they play the Phillies.
Yeah, well, apparently they become superhumans when they play
Correct.
The Phillies. But like they have done a tremendous job of stretching that the definition of MLB quality for the past, I don't know, how long have they been in existence? 30 years now? 27 years? They'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens, that's Ty Lazuli with you until 10 o'clock here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We head to Westchester next, checking in with our guy Tom tonight right here on The Fanatic. Tom, how you doing?
Good, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm just going to give the contrarian opinion a little bit. You guys did ask for
our opinion to call it.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
And with all due respect to the guy who just called, the homeschool guy sounded like a very smart guy. I just personally think, and I have kids that are, they just finished college, so I'm just finished with all that, but I think there's way, way more to school than school itself. You know what I mean? Homeschooling, I think, is this is just a personal thing. I think there's a lot more socializing that needs to happen in school. You know, when you homeschool, you don't get that. They don't develop bonds and friendships and play team sports and all that stuff, which, you know, I think is a very important thing in life. But I personally, with my kids, and again, they're out of college, but if they were in, you know, I think it's up to each parent to make their own decision. But if my kids were in third, fourth, fifth grade or whatever, I would send them to school tomorrow. That's just my thought.
Yeah. Well, I have an eighth grader. And I'm not comfortable sending her to school.
We're all different. I just think we're, as a country, we're doing way more damage by closing everything. The economy is causing more problems than we're creating. People act like they get the coronavirus and it's a death sentence. And to be honest with you, 99.9% of us are going to be fine if we get it. And we may not even know that we had it.
So yeah, I mean, but for me personally, just
way overblown. This whole thing is way, 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 way overblown. Oh.
Well, and again, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
I disagree, that's okay. I mean, we'll look at it differently, and that's all right. And that's why the dialogue is good. You know, even when it comes to the sports part of it, how we've all gotten here. What do you think of what happened here this weekend in Philadelphia with the Marlins?
Yeah, well, that was the fault of the Marlins. I don't know. I don't think players.
Hey Tom, we agree there.
Yeah, I mean, I was an ex-player. I played in college myself. If you send me a text message and said, do you want to play or not, I don't really care what was happening. I'm playing. You know, the players are never going to say, let's not play, or very few anyway. So, yeah, I think.
You say the Marlins, are you saying more the front office saying, hey, guys, let's we have too many. Let's just call this one. We'll get back at it either tomorrow or Tuesday. Let's do the right thing here. Because you're right. The players are mostly going to say, no, we're going to play. We're invincible. We can play through this.
I actually think they should, and maybe they did and nothing happened. I personally think the organization itself should have let the commissioner know and maybe let him make the decision, step in a little bit. I don't know. What I don't know, do you know, and maybe there is a rule.
Okay.
Is there something in place that says if five guys, six guys, whatever the number are, test positive, then we cancel the game? Is that like a fixed number, or is it sort of?
Tom, Tyler and I were talking about that, and we can't find anything.
Me. I would think they would have covered that. But
yeah, right. Exactly. Like we said, we don't know. But the first thing is, what happens? What if? Right? And what if a certain number? And we haven't been able to find anything yet. But I mean, I'm sure something was in that 103-page booklet that they put together for health and safety protocol.
Been on about page four to me.
It's probably page two, right? After you get by the contents, it's page two of what if.
You would think.
Yeah, what if, Tom? Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Good luck with everything. Be safe out there. And look, Tom has his point of view. We just said, you know, we disagree on that part of sending the kids and of what Lou is doing with Penn Salkin and the granddaughter, what he did with his kid. It works for different people. Different things work for different people, and it clearly worked for Lou and his daughter, and now his daughter's daughter, and what they're going to do here with homeschooling their granddaughter at the age of, what did he say, six? Like, no, he said like second or third grade, right? Second or third
grade. Yeah, I think he said second grade.
He went grade, he didn't give his age, but everyone has their way. And for me, like I said, I'm just not comfortable sending my kid back to school. Socializing is very important. She will socialize when we get closer and we all feel comfortable as parents and child of going back to school. Devon Givens with you until 10, 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli producing. Cheryl Lynn in Newcastle checking in with us on 97.5. Cheryl Lynn.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening with you? What are you up to?
Look, I'm calling because I'm upset because my granddaughter, this is her first year freshman at Dell State College, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, now, they said they got to go to school. She's upset. She said, Grandma, they sent me to a death sentence camp. I said, what do you mean? She said, they said that we got to come to school August the 15th. I said, well, what about online? They don't have the opportunity. They only can take so many classes online. And the other classes, they got to go down to the school and sit in the school all day one day. So then I said, well, are they providing masks? Oh, They're claiming providing masks. Now, how many students down there going to give masks to? They got limited rooms. They just announced they got limited rooms, and they don't got enough rooms for all the students, right?
You mean housing?
Housing.
Okay.
Yeah. They got unlimited housing for all the students. And when you call their number down there, you never can get through. No one answered the phone. When you call that 85 number, somebody should try to call that number. You can't get through. I called her the other day to say, well, what's going on with that number? I finally did call a different number. They said no one's answering their phone. You got to send them an email.
And it's crazy because they probably, Sherilyn, at this point, just be getting bombarded with phone calls because no one wants to go through email. We want to talk to some people, right?
We want to talk to some humans and try to figure this out. They want to talk to some humans. So now she's upset and she's scared and she's worried about, well, why they can't do this class online? She talked to her advisor. Her advisor told her she'll figure it out. Now, who tells a freshman you don't figure it out? It's nothing they could do about it.
Because their only answer right now is, come on in and give us your money.
That's all they want about. So then what happened was they said they need the students to come in because they need the federal grant money or some kind of money they're supposed to be getting from the school.
Wow.
They need the money from the school. So you know what? It's a good point. They don't give a hoot how many kids get the coronavirus. They don't got enough room for the kids to be catching the bus down here.
How do you feel about her going?
I don't want her to go.
Yeah.
I really don't want her to go, but I need to talk to somebody about it. If she don't go, if she takes some classes online or whatever, is she going to lose her scholarship?
Wow. Yeah. I mean,
But nobody's answering the phone. Nobody wants to answer the phone. They don't want to say it because they want the money.
I guess do like they ask Sherilyn, send that email, but still continue to try to call and hopefully you can get through. Sherilyn, thanks for the call. Really appreciate you sharing that.
I've been calling for 3 months.
Yeah.
3 months I've been calling. You got through.
Good luck.
Delaware State College.
Good luck. Good luck. And it's funny because my daughter is one of her friends. Thanks for the call, Sherilyn, again. She's also going to Delaware State. And we were talking about that also. Well, you know, what's going on? I'm asking her, like, what's going on with such and such and her going to school? And she was like, yeah, so far they just said, we have to be there. We got Penn State. I got two going to Penn State, have her friends that I know, of course, the close ones, that are going to Penn State. You graduate, Penn State grad, Ty. They have to right now report up there. But the thing was, I think they were already telling them that they will be able to come home for Thanksgiving break.
Yes.
And they're done. They don't have to go back after that.
So school will be, it's going to start, I think, a week or two earlier than normal.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go home for Thanksgiving and be home through Christmas.
They're anticipating the spike.
So that's the thing. I understand it's never going to be perfect no matter what you do until there is, like, you know, a globalized vaccine. But if you're anticipating this spiking when cold and flu season rolls around, how are you not anticipating it spiking when there's a return to school and there are, you know, some schools are smaller. In the case of Penn State, there's like 40,000 kids up there.
Yeah, and then they're going to be like, what? All right, well, you guys can go ahead and no more than 20 in this class. You guys can be online for this one, 20 in that one. This is going to be... Look, we keep saying the same one. It's unprecedented. We've never been here. We've never seen this. This is something that we're all going to have to get used to and figure out. They're all, like Sherilyn was saying, but they're all figuring it out with us. But since they're the one making the decisions, we're like, well, you need to have this one in place too. You need to have that one in place. Just like we're talking about these health and safety protocols with these sports leagues, the same when it comes to schools. Got to have this health and safety protocol of what's going to happen. What is going to happen? What is going to happen? What's going to happen when the first test comes positive inside a clubhouse? Well, what's going to happen? Hell, when you get 11 of the traveling party of 33, what's going to happen then? How is this not on page, no further than page 4, as Tom was talking about from Westchester? No further than page 4. Need to have something in place to figure this out. Oh, man, we got a lot of people like Ike, Nate, Ty, Bob, Floyd, Brian. Guys, we have 25 minutes commercial free, and I don't want to shortchange anyone. So please hang on. We take this quick break. We come right back. We're going to run through the phone calls, get your thoughts on the Sixers and the Phillies and all. Who's to blame here for this game being played yesterday? Can't blame the Phillies for Miami testing positive, but how much blame is pointed at the Phillies and saying, hey, guys, You should have said, you know what? Let's give this one up. And then we haven't even gotten to the forfeit part of things where you don't want to forfeit a game because it's only 60 games. We haven't even gotten into that part. And the school part of it as well as a parent. I don't want my kid going back to school. Where are you guys as parents, whether it's elementary school, high school, college, wherever it is, how do you guys feel about the kids going back to school? 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until 10. Here with my man Tyler Zuli on The Fanatic.